Voices in the air, it's the WFOD show. Podcast episode 672.
It's time.
Drunk, how much to eat those 100 people?
What are they made of?
I don't know, plastic, maybe, from China?
You'll shit that right out.
You probably shit them whole, I would think, right?
Put in a bowl of chicken noodle. I feel like there's pieces in there.
Dubfod begins now.
WFOD. My name is Mike. I am joined by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
You look tall.
And guys, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, the popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse is here.
Baba Booey.
Travis, coming up after the break, we are going to be talking to bug expert, Dr. Krell.
Science.
Looking forward to talking to him. You said you wanted a bug guy, Drunk,
dude.
And I got a good one.
I got the bug guy.
I think the bug guy.
He's the best of the best, right?
Well, he's the guy from that fucking news thing. And like, you know, we're a legit news source too.
13 so. And 17 years of cadence.
Yeah.
We find these people in the media. And we're like, oh, we got to get somebody to talk to about that. Well, who better to talk to about that than the media
guy
that we found?
Yeah. Travis, do you want to hear about the plus-size park hoppers?
Why wouldn't I?
The plus-size park hoppers, Travis, it's a new YouTube channel where Husky gals go to Disney World and tell you if you'll fit on the Disney rides.
Oh, actually, I don't want to hear about this.
Drunk's on it today, Travis.
Yeah, he's
Have
got
that soundboard.
Have
you been
dying to
ride the VelociCoaster at Universal's Islands of Adventure, but you weren't sure if you'd fit?
Hey, everyone. We're plus-size park hoppers, and we range in sizes from 2X to 5X.
Make sure you like this video and follow us for more plus-size tips and tricks.
They don't sound plus-size.
They're
not even cute?
I'm a size 2X and wear size 20 pants and a 44F bra. I was not able to get the green light at first, but Katie gave me a push and I was able to get it to turn green. Though I do think that I could have ridden this ride if the employee was willing to push down the bar for me.
I'm fat enough to wear, I've sat in roller coasters and they push the bar down and I'm like, oof, that sucks.
They should have the park hoppers account where like they just say, hey, well, like a 10 or 11 year old kid fit in this, and you say yep, and be like, good, because that's who it's for, and then that's it, right? Because at a certain point, like, it's unsafe for the intended audience, right? Like, if you make it big to a point where big people can fit in it, then maybe little people can't anymore, who is supposed to be the people who fit in.
Yeah,
right?
But you know, man, I had so much fun on the Ratatouille ride. I waited like 2 hours to go on the fucking Ratatouille ride.
Is there
and it was
a Ratatouille
awesome.
Ride now, Travis?
It's so fun. It's so fucking fun. It's so fucking fun,
is
dude.
That, was that Dells?
No, Disney World.
Do you make food? What do you?
No, it's a ride. It's a ride. So you jump in. It's almost like an IMAX thing to where like you are like zipping around the kitchen in like this little cart. So like me and my entire family of four sat in like this weird cart thing, and it kind of just zipped around from room to room, but all around was like these IMAX screens, so it looked like you right. were in the Ratatouille kitchen. And then you got like splashed in the face if like they dropped a cup of wine or something, and like you got splashed in the face with water to like make it seem like you got splashed in the face of the wine. It was fucking awesome.
And Travis, I'm not trying to like guilt adults who enjoy that stuff, I'd enjoy all that stuff. But what I'm saying is, I think that if I got there and they said, I'm sorry, this is intended for 11-year-olds and you're too big, I'd just say, oh, okay, that makes sense.
You know? Wouldn't you say, well, don't I have to go on with my 11-year-old? You mean my 11-year-old can go on, but I can't?
Yeah. I'm sorry, big guy. You can't come.
You waited in line for 3 hours.
If I went to Six Flags and tried to get on the Batman, I'd probably have a fucking heart attack.
Yeah, I can't do that no more, drunk. Too old.
Batman fucking rules. So does Superman. Superman's awesome. Bang.
Coconut water.
So I got them a week or so ago for $1.
Yeah.
And then I went back and they got cheaper. And so I got more.
They were on clearance for $1?
Yeah, they were on clearance for $1 and I got one and I was excited about it.
They re-clearanced them for 25 cents.
And then they re-clearanced them for 25 cents because nobody wanted them.
Was $2.98. It was.
So these were $1 a cube for a while? That's way too much.
That's what it said like, right here. Was $2.98.
In defense of the clearance, $3 for these things is way too much.
25 cents.
They're on clearance, looking at? Travis.
So they're little essentially pellets. It's like a liquid IV kind of deal where you just drop the pellet in the water and it turns your drink.
And it says you can either put it in still water or sparkling water. And so I think that drunk needs to try both, right?
Drink more water, get energized. But we only have the one cold water is the deal.
Well, see, you're supposed to put it in 14 to 20 ounces. So this is...
That's a lot.
16.9 ounces. So I guess...
That's standard. You put a liquid IV into the 16.9 ounce bottle.
Yeah, I guess.
So 69. I guess if you put one of these, you're going to crack that can and we're going to dump one of these in it? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, but I need a...
Oh, yeah, you got to play your song.
Raise your glasses high, let the cola flow. For Drunk the King of Cola's a legend we all
Travis
know.
Has got a smirk.
Sing it loud and proud, with voices bold and true. To Drunk the King of Cola's, we raise a toast to you.
It's pretty amazing, though, right, Travis? Like,
no, I mean, it is, but I miss... I want Mike doing, Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side or something.
I'll have
but
that
for King Cole.
I'll have that for you next time.
Right.
So,
we were just playing around with it, and they're so fun, especially this Irish one.
No, it's fun. They're fun.
All right,
it's fun.
Here's one. Are you going to pop that in this 16-ounce...
I'm gonna think I'm gonna put it in this warm one first.
Okay, so you're gonna try both?
See through the bottle just to see what it looks like.
Are we doing still water first or are we gonna do sparkling water first?
Still water first. That way I can actually see.
Yeah, what this is it's water drop. I've been getting this suggestive sold to me on Facebook for months. And the other day I was at the Walmart and they had them in the clearance section. And I was like, ooh, do they have the cola? And you're goddamn right they did.
Did I tell you Facebook got me with another targeted ad?
Was it for a hot sauce?
No, it was for pickles.
Pickles? Oh, yeah. You are a pickle boy, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pickle boy. So the hot sauce thing, I'm still stuck because I have a monthly subscription box from when they got me like 2 years ago with the Heatonist hot sauces. And I'm like, fuck. And now they got me with these fermented pickles out of Florida, and I've made like 3 orders already.
So I think we're fucking just dump that in a cup.
Facebook targeted ads.
We'll dump it in a cup.
They do work.
We'll dump it in a cup too, because Daddy's gonna want a swig. Even though I have enough of these that we don't need to conserve.
You got like 4 or 5 blister packs.
Well, yeah, I bought one for $1, Travis, and then I went back and they were marked down.
Guess what I was gonna say is I'm shaking the fuck out of this, and it's not dissolved.
Oh, it's not? It's not going fast enough?
That's why I said you should probably put it in a cup so we can, like, you know.
Maybe we need to come back to it. Maybe it needs
That's like a bouillon cube. Maybe you got to boil it and then let it put it back in the fridge.
It needs to marinate for a while, Travis. Yeah. Well, do you want to talk about the torture king and come back to it?
Yeah, well, let's do that.
Okay, so, Travis, there's this guy who goes by the torture king.
That's not a great moniker.
And they finally caught him, Travis. They got the torture king. Thank God.
What was he doing?
Mr. McCartney, a former motorcycle gang member who previously spent time in prison, ran several chat groups for monkey torture enthusiasts from around the world on the encrypted messaging app Telegram. The groups were used to share ideas for custom-made torture videos, such as setting live monkeys on fire, injuring them with tools, and even putting one in a blender. The ideas were then sent, along with payments, to videomakers in Indonesia who carried them out, sometimes killing the baby long-tailed macaque monkeys in the process.
So the torture king...
Macaques are nasty creatures.
Why do all of our news clips that you play sound like AI is reading them?
That's all you can find anymore, Trevor.
Why does everything sound like AI? AI doesn't even sound like AI. Like these fucking guys do.
We're going to get grizzled old fucking
Travis, I don't know if we're getting into it today, but...
These monkeys, they set them on fire.
I made an AIU the other day reading something. I don't even remember what it was, but...
Is it better than the original AI me?
Well, yeah, now they have made it to where they can make you more like you and add ums and stuff to it.
Oh, and like the inflections and whatnot.
It's so weird, Travis. Listen to this.
I'm wanting to build a don't die nation state. The idea is that there are a lot of people in the world who are interested in...
It just adds ums to make you sound more like you, Travis.
No, dude. And it's got like the delivery. It's got the beats where it like ends words where like... My inflection on certain words is hitting.
So yeah, fucking it's creepy.
That's nuts. That's even better than the original.
According
one.
To charging documents, Mr. McCartney, who lives in the U.S. state of Virginia, is accused by prosecutors of collecting funds from his chat groups and distributing videos depicting the torture, murder, and sexually sadistic mutilation of animals, specifically juvenile and adult monkeys.
Inarguably a big piece of shit, Travis.
How did you find a group of people who get off on watching monkey torture?
But what makes me mad about this is the torture king doesn't do the tortures. The torture king pays some fucking Malaysians to do the tortures.
Yeah, he like subcontracts the torturing.
So the torture king is a piece of shit. We're not arguing that. But he's a shitty torture king.
But you know what?
He's a torture broker.
But here's
I still don't understand how he's finding all these people paying for.
Aren't the ones doing the torture? You think of Gladiator. He didn't do the tortures. He just put the thumbs up or the thumbs
down. Oh yeah, he's like the Charles Manson, right?
Sure.
He just has the followers who like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Michael McCartney, 50, who went by the alias Torture King, was charged in Virginia with conspiracy to create and distribute animal crushing videos.
I didn't know that was a crime.
Animal crushing?
No, I mean like conspiracy to create animal crushing videos is a very specific crime. I mean like it should be a crime.
But at the same time, if I just happen to have a GoPro on my Silverado and I accidentally run over a squirrel, does that mean I have a conspiracy to commit animal crushing videos?
Maybe like if you share it on like a group who likes that kind of stuff.
Like people who love to jerk off to watching squirrels get smashed under tires of pickup trucks?
Yeah, like maybe like if you're jerking off and like a squirrel gets crushed
Noodles.
While you're jerking off, like if you like it, then you go to jail. But like if it just happens and you're like, oh, that sucks.
Oh, squirrel's getting crushed. That my boner's gone.
Yeah. I don't know how it works, Travis, but I hate the torture king. He's a bad guy.
Yeah, the liver king should eat him.
But yeah, Travis, let's listen. So do you remember Brian Johnson, the guy who wants to live forever, Travis?
No, never heard of him.
We talked about Brian Johnson, the guy who wants to live forever.
Yeah, yeah, the guy who's pumping different blood and he's only doing this and doing that. Yeah, I'm trying to pretend that I've never heard of these fucking weirdos.
Well,
Travis, he wants to start his own nation state where you don't die. And
that's the credo of this new nation state is you don't die.
Yeah, but he did it at like a seminar about living a long time. And there isn't video of it, but there was a transcript. And so I had AI Travis read Brian Johnson's thought on the...
I'm wanting to build a don't die nation state. The idea is that there are a lot of people in the world who are interested in health and wellness. They are parents, they are children, they are family friends, and they are people who believe that the world is structured in a way that is pretty corrosive to health. I want to build a nation state because if you want to be healthy in real life, you need infrastructure to do that. You need testing and therapies and nutrition and devices and all sorts of things. No government in the world currently is helping its citizens not to die. So I want to build the IRL infrastructure so that a government can help its citizens not die.
So
no government in the world is helping their citizens not die.
I will say, it sounds like Travis, if Travis was from Southern California.
Yep. And also, it sounded like me in like snippets, but like now that I've heard what this AI Travis was reading, I'm like, that would never come out of my mouth. So I was like, that's not me.
Speaking of not dying, Drunky, do you want to try water drop? What is it? Water drop, cola nut, guarana. So you're going to try the still first. I could tell you.
Oh, that. I hope you're not doing a piss test for your college college sports team because Travis, guarana will set it off.
Travis, daddy took a swig of the
Red Bull.
No, you can't have guarana. Wait. It's taurine. Taurine is the one that you can't drink.
Daddy took a swig of the sparkling. He did not like it. Yeah, this sucks.
So this still tastes like water.
Yeah, this sucks. I don't like it.
With a not cola aftertaste.
Did you shake that bottle up so hard?
Dude, so hard.
He shook it so hard, Travis. It's kind of the color of a hibiscus tea.
Do you have to put the bottle in like a paint mixer?
Purplish, pinkish. I don't like it.
Yeah,
this sucks.
Now I know why you got it on clearance for 25 cents.
Yeah. Are you going to try the sparkling and see if you like it any better? You won't. It sucks.
And then we'll need a score on the still and the sparkling.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, it somehow got worse.
I thought that was going to be better.
No, it sucks.
The carbonation fucked it up.
Well, I'm not a big sparkling water fan anyway.
Yeah.
It's not sparkling water. It's carbonated cola.
0.8.
Ooh.
Oh.
Going sub one, Travis.
Oof. That might be the worst one yet.
Guys, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to...
Sub 1?
0.8, Travis. That's the worst one.
0.8. He had to make sure to not just say 0.8. He had to say 0.8.
We're going to talk to Dr. Frank Krell, Travis, about the cicadas.
Will he let me eat them?
I think.
Spoiler alert. We've already done this interview, and he was wonderful.
Dr. Frank Krell fucking rules, Travis. We need more bug stuff so we can get him back.
He is now we talk about in the interview, he is now our go-to bug man.
I couldn't
be more excited to have a go-to bug man. We had a go-to pet whisperer there for a while. Now we have a go-to bug man.
You mean there for a while? Man. She's coming back.
She's still on retainer.
Yeah, we'll call her again, Travis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we have a pet item. I mean, we're going to be creating
this show until we're dead.
Yeah, we're creating a Rolodex of our experts.
I feel like
for
we've
things.
Had a couple guests in a row that you never know. They'll be back.
Either until we're dead or they're dead. They're on retainer, Travis.
Coming up, curator of entomology at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, Dr. Frank Krell. Stick around.
Cicada said, where are the ladies at? Cicada said, tonight's the night. Cicada said, it's getting busy time. I've been waiting 13 years, so let's scream it out.
Dubfod goes hard. Hey, Heath. George Santos here. I'm so proud of you for coming out as a furry, and I just wanted to tell you that your friends and family all accept you, and they're all excited about your fursona, which is awesome to be a beavapuss, a beaver and a platypus. So let me tell you, they all love you, beavapuss. Don't you ever get your head down, and don't you ever let anybody tell you what you can and can't be. I'm so proud that the corporate folks at Arby's gave you the go-ahead to go to work in your persona. So if you could just, you know, live it up and be as perfect as you want, just keep doing you, and yiff, yiff, yiff! Bye!
Bugging around with Dr. Frank.
Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Back, our guest tonight is the senior curator of entomology at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. That place has dinosaur bones and stuff. It looks pretty badass. For more information, check out dmns.org. Guys, Dr. Frank Krell is on the program. How's it going, man? You know,
it's going fine.
What happened? We heard you on a news show talking about the cicadas. And we loved your take
possible.
On it. It was great.
And the cicadas story came up. Mike had this. He brings a lot of good stuff to the show. And we had talked about the cicadas for quite a while. And we're able to have a really nice conversation about these things. And he played some of your audio. And it's like, we got to talk to this cicada guy. We got to talk to this doctor.
Then do so.
Do you know about the cicadas that are getting the fungus? Yeah. And they said that they're zombie and sex crazed. Is that
well, there are probably a few zombies amongst them, but well, because insects can always get infected by a fungus, and then, well, they don't, their brains or their little ganglia that they have don't work anymore for them, but for the fungus.
So the fungus,
I haven't,
thinks?
Well, cicadas, that's probably not main group of insects where that happens.
So explain this to me.
You find that in ants, for example, that ants get a fungus infection or anything, and often you see from insects growing fungi out, little fruiting bodies, and yeah, it's not nice for the insect.
So what exactly? How does this happen? The fungus essentially becomes like a symbiote? Like, does it control the insect then? And the insect
That depends on the fungus. Some fungi just kill the insect slowly, and then produce spores, and that just then distribute the spores through the wind to other insects. That is the normal case.
So and it, what is the purpose of that? Like, what is the is it just to spread? The fungus just wants to spread, and it uses the
fungus
insect
wants to eat something, so that it has enough energy to produce fruiting bodies and spores. And yeah, some fungi they just eat insects.
Huh.
Lots
so
of protein.
These cicadas that are coming this year.
Yes.
The news report we listened to said that Illinois might get both.
Yeah, there is a small overlapping zone in central Illinois that gets two broods of cicadas at the same time in the same year. Well, yeah. At the same months, sure. Which is relatively rare.
Yeah.
It happens every few years somewhere in the United States. But these two broods are big ones, and that's two broods in overlap and,
big,
and come out at the same time in the same place. That
big
happens
ones in
every
that the
couple of hundred years or so.
Are big,
oh,
or
that's amazing.
The brood is
what?
Big. Is the cicada
a brood
big
is,
or the brood
that's
big?
That's a very fascinating thing. So we have seven periodic cicada species. They are distributed all over the eastern United States.
Okay.
And come out in different years. But in particular regions or areas, all these species are synchronized. So if you have 3 70-year cicadas in an area, they come all out in the same year because they want to be many. The more cicadas you have, the more difficult it is for predators to eat them all. And so they can only eat a few of them. That's if you have a billion of cicadas, well, you know, you need a lot of birds to make a dent.
That's an interesting
And that is
strategy.
The thing. If you have only 1,000 cicadas, well, they're all eaten up soon by the birds in an area.
So that is just a coincidence then of their emergence, like to have the two different batches of cicadas
yeah,
to
so
come
normally,
out at the same time?
Yeah, normally the 13-year cicadas, the four 13-year cicada species, when they occur in one area, they're all synchronized, and the three 17-year cicadas are synchronized in one area. And that's called a brood then. But if these broods overlap and come out in the same year just by chance, then, or by mathematics, actually, 17 years, 13 years, at some point, it will be the same year. And if you are good in maths, you can explain how long that... No? No?
I'm not.
Yeah, well, I'd rather not either.
So but is it going
to
be...
It takes a couple of hundred years for that to happen again. It is actually, so that central Illinois, if I look at the map, I have the wrong map here, but it's just a relatively small area where that will happen. The broods that come out, they are distributed quite, well, over quite some space, and it will be loud there.
It won't be a Hatfield and McCoy situation, though, right? Like, the cicada populations are not going to be like, you're in my area, get the hell out of here. They don't battle or anything, right? They just do their thing.
No. They are actually pretty mellow animals, apart from being very loud. They can't bite you. They can't sting you. They don't even have spines, so you can eat them easily if you want, if you're a bird or if you like insects.
So are they safe for humans?
They can't defend themselves. They can only defend themselves by numbers.
Drunk was saying he wanted to eat one.
Are they safe for human consumption?
Can he eat some?
What? Sorry, what? Eat? Well, you can all eat insects. There are very few insects that are not healthy for you.
Oh, you can eat
any
of them?
I wouldn't eat a live wasp, for example. That's
sure,
okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
And there are a few insects that have chemicals in them that would probably make you vomit. But otherwise, insects are a pretty healthy protein.
So are there some that come out every year and these aren't the ones that come out every these? Stay
yeah,
down
so
way longer?
There are only seven species in the United States that are periodical and that are synchronized. So these periodical cicadas, we have hundreds of species of cicadas, and not all are that big. These cicadas are an inch long, about an inch, and very loud.
Yeah.
We have smaller cicadas. We have also bigger cicadas, but they're not necessarily synchronized. Like, here in the Denver area where I live, they come out every year. They're even longer. They're probably 1.5 inches. And they're also very loud. but it's not that many because they come out every year. They haven't evolved the trick that the Eastern cicadas.
So would you liken these say the difference between the 17 and 13 year cicadas? Do the 17 year cicadas come out partying harder because they've been, you know, they've been gone for 4 more years? So is it like Amish Rumspringa, to where it's like finally the Amish turn 18 and they can leave and then go party as hard as they want and then they can come back?
No, they don't have that sort of culture. They haven't developed a culture, a partying culture or something like that. They just come out and shout.
Yeah.
So that they attract females. Only the males are allowed.
The females don't make any noise?
The females don't make noise, no. At least not in cicadas.
Okay. So if I'm a farmer in central Illinois, do I got to worry about my crops this year?
Mm-hmm. Well, in insects is the male is supposed to be the active part in most insect species.
That's so like peacocks, being the most colorful when they're males. Yeah, right?
In many insect species, the males are prettier. Well, and in many insect species, the males have horns or other weapons. So, because in most insect species, probably there is some sort of conflict going on between the males fighting for females, fighting for the girls. Sure. If you see a beetle with a horn, for example, that's always a male. It's very rare that females have horns too. So the horny beetles are the males.
So it's pretty much the same across all species on Earth, is that the male is always the loudest, the male is always fighting for the handful of females that are around.
Yeah. And the males, well, you know, then they die early. But in these cicadas, actually, they don't live very long. It's just a month or 1.5 months or so. So this in July, all that should be over. Because they come out of the soil when the soil gets 64 degrees in temperature. And then they come out.
What are they doing down in the ground? They live
about a month or 1.5 months or probably 2 months if they don't find a partner. They are just out to mate and get babies.
So they're not alive when they're in the ground?
And then they die. They're alive. Well, they are alive underground for 17 years.
Yeah.
Or 13 years.
Do generations come and go? And then?
Yes, every 13 or 17 years.
Oh, okay.
That's a new one.
So they're alive for 17 years.
So yes, they come underground as nymphs.
So they come out, they impregnate, they lay eggs, they die, but their kids live underground for the next.
Go down
underground
and so
they
lay, years.
They lay the eggs actually in the trees, so above ground, in little holes that they make and twigs or something like that, lay the egg in, and when the little nymph emerges, then it drops down to the ground and goes underground to the roots of the tree. And that's where they live for 13 or 17 years, sucking on roots. That's alive, isn't it?
That's got to be
no
a culture.
No stress, just sucking on roots for 17 years.
That's got to be a culture shock when they finally come out into the world,
then,
right?
Then they come out finally. So, and you see sometimes, well, they crawl up the tree trunk, and then they emerge from their skin. So from their nymph skin, there will be a slit on top, and then the cicada comes crawling out with wings. And then they fly around or just stay on that tree. And depending on whether it's a male or a female, they shout or not.
Dr. Frank, have you always been a bug guy? Is that your specialty?
As long as I can think. A little bit shorter than I can think, but I started collecting insects when I was 10.
Yeah, and you just always were fascinated with them and just...
Yes.
And that's what you've
Aren't
always
they fascinating?
Done. They are.
They are,
yeah, absolutely.
They are fascinating, yeah. 100%.
Doing so many weird things, and they look good. Well, under the microscope, if you have a microscope, they look just fascinating.
And there's so many of the damn things, too. They outnumber us like crazy, so it's...
Oh, yes.
Actually, if you think about it, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Are we still?
Well, no, it's not terrifying. Well, we still are bigger and we have the better poisons.
Yeah.
So I think we can protect ourselves quite well, and we don't even have to. In our neighborhood, there are lots of neighbors who have these subscriptions to pest control people. Don't need that. You probably need it in whatever, Florida or something, or South Carolina, where it's really warm and humid, where you have lots of bugs. But in normal environments like Colorado, that is dry, or the Midwest or so, yeah, you have a few bugs. But
Travis,
most of them don't bite you. Most of them don't harm you.
Most of them don't
kill your plants or something.
The only thing that I have to murder, I live in Wisconsin, so the only thing that I have to murder every year on a regular basis are mosquitoes, because
worst. You have my go ahead with that.
Can we just
them here too?
We can't just get rid of them.
Well, it is dry and high desert, very dry, and we have lots of mosquitoes, and we have West Nile and all that crap here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a problem.
There's not enough.
Always some standing water, some.
Right,
some tire that's left in the somewhere on the roadside.
Some dumb kid swimming pool that's attracting them or whatever. Yeah, like there's not enough bats
mosquitoes.
Around here
you can kill
all.
As many as you want. That's fine with me.
Absolutely,
Dr. Frank.
And
can
you
we
will not,
just... not
make a dent, even if you you dedicate your whole life to killing mosquitoes.
Can't we just get rid of the mosquitoes, or we can't do that? Do they serve?
We probably
a purpose?
Shouldn't. Because mosquitoes are pretty important food for birds and bats.
We need to breed more bats, Mike.
And where you can get sick from them, like getting malaria or getting West Nile. That's not a nice thing.
So, Mike, what you want to do if you really want to devote your life to that is you just breed more bats and birds and then, you know, naturally help out.
You wear long trousers, not these ridiculous short things that men wear in this country. But just wear long trousers. That helps. Jeans.
So we were, I think, Travis, all in all, we're kind of disappointed because he said Central Illinois. And we're in St. Louis, and Travis is like on the Chicago side.
Yeah, Central Illinois pretty much splits us in half.
So neither of us will get lucky and get both broods, I don't think.
Just look at the local press. They will complain and then drive there. And you will have one of the broods. So yeah, wherever you will be, let me see if that. Nah, I can't see. Actually, I have a map here, but yeah, there's an overlap zone in Central Illinois. What do I know? What towns there are? But yeah, you will have in Northern Illinois. You will have the 17-year brood number 13. And in Southern Illinois, you will have the 13-year brood number. Which number is that? 19.
Okay, so Travis gets 13 and we get 19. So we got to capture one,
and
Travis.
And they sound about the same.
And compare.
You go north, Mike. I'll go south.
Yeah.
And we'll get the southern and northern tips of Illinois.
Yeah.
Sounds great. And then you can mix them together. You certainly have a sound man who can mix them together. And then you have the experience.
That's right.
Dr. Frank, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you doing this.
Thank you for being interested in bugs. I love that. And you're still pretty positive. So fine. I like that.
You are now our resident bug guy. Like,
yeah, if we have another bug thing, we're calling you.
Yeah, if you have another bug thing, I will be here. I will go nowhere. I stay here in my high desert.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. We'll keep Dr. Frank. We'll keep you in our back pocket.
Thank you.
Be well. Oh, that's so funny.
It was interesting.
He's cool as hell.
He's so fucking cool.
He don't like shorts.
He's like a fucking bug scientist from fucking
he's from Denver,
England.
Where he's from. He works at a museum in Denver.
He sounded Swedish or something.
Yeah, something like you people wearing those short pants in this ridiculous country.
Like, hey, where are you from there, guy?
Where are you from, guy, that you don't like short pants? That was fun. He had a lot of great information and good facts, but he was also fun. Like he played too.
Yeah, I feel like he started off not wanting to play, Travis, but we wrung it out of him.
Yep, we got him. We got the right tone. We set the tone, and he was able to jump on board. He wasn't sure, and then he got it.
Travis, we didn't talk about it at the time, but did you see Larry David beat up Elmo, and then Will Wheaton get mad at Larry David beating up Elmo?
Yes, I did. First of all, Will Wheaton fucking sucks.
Well, what happened, Travis?
Just in general.
Will Wheaton wrote a book about how mad he is at Larry David. And I made a Will Wheaton AI to read his giant Facebook post. Yep. And then we never did the story. And so I just have this Will Wheaton for no reason.
And this is old. This is like a month ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So I figured I'd play it for you because we have it.
I mean, you made it.
Play it. So this is Larry David beating up Elmo.
The Curb Your Enthusiasm comic just could not curb his behavior on the Today Show when he grabbed the beloved Muppet's face.
How clever.
Oh, my God. Mr. Larry, Elmo liked you before.
Ask permission before you touch people, Larry.
All right,
Larry, then. You've gone too far this time.
Yes, Larry.
Somebody had to do it.
Did you know that Elmo has, like, a dad now? And, like, he has real saggy, sad eyes, and he just looks like a piece of shit?
No, my kids have been out of Sesame Street for at least 8 years, well, so I don't know what the hell is going on.
That was Elmo's dad that was there with Elmo.
Did Elmo's dad have a name?
Like with a deep voice?
Yeah. And Elmo's dad did not intervene at all with Larry beating up his son.
And what was the inciting incident that Larry David beat up Elmo?
I don't know. They were talking about... Will Wheaton will explain it, Travis.
Oh, but perfect.
I have Larry David's apology to Elmo.
I love getting information from Will Wheaton because he's just a real stand-up guy. And if you look into his character and behavior, he's just top-notch.
Travis, I have way too much of the Will Wheaton Facebook post. So we won't listen to all of it. I only pulled about half of it and got bored. You wouldn't believe how long it, like,
just imagine
it, you'd go, God, this is long. And when you say, God, this is long, I swear you're probably not a third of the way through it.
Just imagine being the type of person who would sit down and write an angry Facebook post about Larry David choking out a Muppet on a fucking morning show.
You wouldn't believe the places he goes in this, Travis. But here's Larry David apologizing to Elmo, and then I'll play you some Will Wheaton.
Go ahead. Say you're sorry.
Elmo?
Larry?
I just want to apologize.
Thank you, Larry.
That's very big of you.
Elmo accepts your apology, Larry.
Okay. Elmo. All right, thank you.
I don't like the new Elmo voice.
That voice sucks.
Yeah, it was that black guy that got fired. I think that he was... Was he a sex pest? What was his deal?
I think he was diddling boys.
No, I don't think he was diddling anybody. But he did get fired, and this new Elmo kind of sucks.
This Elmo, this one blows. It doesn't sound like him at all.
Okay, so here's some of Will Wheaton's Facebook post.
So I heard about Larry David assaulting Elmo on live television, but didn't watch it until now, because I knew it would upset me. Holy shit, it's even worse than I thought. What the fuck is wrong with that guy? Elmo is like the best friend to multiple generations of children. In the Sesame Street universe, Elmo is a child who is currently putting mental health and caring for others in the spotlight. And Larry fucking David did that and thought it was going to be funny.
Travis, what did Will Wheaton do? He was on Star Trek or something?
He was in Star Trek. He ingrained himself in, like, nerd culture when Felicia Day and Chris Hardwick were relevant.
Yeah.
and was in that. And then now him and his wife are just kind of pieces of shit. I think they probably have a production company or something. But no, he's just out there being a miserable bastard, kind of like Alyssa Milano is.
Oh.
Just out there being miserable about everything that exists in the world and just complains about a lot of shit. No, he's garbage.
He did the audiobooks for Ready Player One and Ready Player Two, and I loved those audiobooks. He did great in that.
I've for so many years, 10-15 years now. Just the thought of Will Wheaton just bothers me so much. And it's too bad because I love Stand By Me, right? Like, I love Stand By Me. And just the thought of Will Wheaton now just irritates the fuck out of me.
Star Trek?
I don't care about Star Trek.
Okay.
What an asshole. What a stupid, self-centered, tone-deaf asshole. Full disclosure, all the time when I was growing up, my dad would grab me by the shoulders and shake me while he screamed in my face. He choked me more than once. He was always out of control, always in a furious rage, and always terrifying. I'm a 51-year-old man, and my heart is pounding right now, recalling how I felt when I was a little boy, who loved Grover the way today's kids love Elmo.
I guess that would be jarring, right, to see the puppet Grover? That you love getting beat up by Larry
Grover
David.
Grover guy.
So don't watch it and go back to therapy.
No, yeah.
No more Will Wheaton, Travis, or you want one more?
Go ahead.
I made the AI, Travis. I worked really hard on it.
Yeah, play it so you can delete the file.
So this appalling, unforgivable, despicable act hits more than one raw nerve for me. And I'm going to say what I wish I'd been able to say when this sort of thing happened to me. Larry David, this was not okay, and your obviously insincere apology clearly communicates that you don't get that.
It's a fucking bit on a morning show with a puppet. You tone-deaf Travis, fucking dipshit.
Seriously, you wouldn't believe how long this is. You wouldn't believe how long the Will Wheaton, Larry David, Elmo thing was.
If you're writing that kind of diatribe about something like this, you have many more problems than seeing Larry David choke Elmo on television.
Travis, while we're on the AI tick, I do have a pick of the week. There is, I believe it's a TikTok account, but they do post on Instagram and YouTube, which is where I usually catch it. It is an account called Obscurist Vinyl, and they make fake songs using AI, and they make like goofy covers for it and stuff. I have a couple examples for you of Obscurist Vinyl. I believe this one is called "I Glued My Balls to My Butthole." I think that's what this song is called.
I glued my balls to my butthole, yeah.
Oh my God.
What did I do? I can't take a dump, cause now my balls are blocking up my butthole. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you. Good God, I pulled too hard. Now my scrotum's stretched out like a fucking yard.
Right?
Oh, produced by Quincy Jones.
You want another one? I don't remember what this. I don't remember what this one's called, but I pulled two.
I'm just daydreaming about taking a huge dump and getting up to piss on the dump, cut the dump in half. I got a strong stream. This dump don't stand a chance.
I mean, this is just a good song. The robots, they're doing it, Travis. They're making some quality stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely are. Now we can do away with half the musical artists that don't actually have any talent. Just let the computers do it.
Yeah. Do you have a pick of the week, Travis?
Travis's pick of the week this week is the third and final book in the Indian Lake trilogy by Stephen Graham Jones called The Angel of Indian Lake. It is the third book following the first, which was My Heart is a Chainsaw. The second, Don't Fear the Reaper, all centered around a town called Proof Rock, Idaho. And the final girl, designate, Jade Daniels. She's been through some traumatic experiences.
So the same characters through all?
Same characters throughout, besides all the ones that die. And let me tell you, lots of them die. So there was a massacre in 2015. There was a massacre in 2019. And now we have Jay Daniels, our ex high school gal, massacre survivor, who now is out of prison and is teaching history at the high school that she went to. And a new set of murders has started up. And yeah, it is amazing. Stephen Graham Jones as an author is amazing, but this particular series is so good. Three books in this trilogy. If you are into horror novels or slashers or just really good writing, I highly recommend all three books, but currently The Angel of Indian Lake.
Drunk pick of the week, bud. You got a pick of the week there?
Pass.
Drunk passes on the pick of the week, Travis.
Passes! There's not enough sports for him to pick.
He's depressed, Trevor. Why are you so sad?
Nope. Not depressed.
What's going on, bud? You want
to
talk about
it? He's sad to see that Cardoza and Angel Reese both went to the Chicago Sky.
Yeah, sons of bitches.
Cardoza?
That big redheaded broad for South Carolina.
Yeah.
Just amazing. That broad under the hoop is just unstoppable. So good.
Brick shit house.
Yeah. So we all are into WNBA now.
We'll see.
I was into the women's tournament this year, mostly because
Caitlin Clark
drew so much attention, and I was like, I got to watch this.
Is she really, really good at basketball, Trevor?
She's the number one pick.
She's so good at basketball, dude. She's like, so fucking good at basketball.
Does she hit a lot of shots?
Yeah, and just her movements and her passing and everything about her game is just on point.
Does she dribble like between her legs and stuff?
She does.
Really good.
And behind her
she
back.
Does. And she does fade away 3 points from like the logo.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah, she's so good. And that got me interested in the women's tournament. And it turns out there is a handful of women in this last tournament that were quite good. So, this is exciting.
Guys, we did it. We fucking did it, right, Drunk?
We always do.
We did it. No pick of the week, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Travis? So I'm down to 6 work days left. So.
Oh, before you retire?
Vacation.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I got 3.
Oh, guys, I'm
oh,
off.
No, 2.
I'm off a whole bunch. Like, I work a couple of days next week, and then I'm off the whole next week. I got vacation going, too. Are we going somewhere together, guys? You want to go see the cicadas?
No, I got two days left, and then I head off to Nashville. This episode will probably come out by the time I'm back. Oh. So I guess, you know, I already experienced that vacation, so hopefully it was good.
California.
Oregon, yeah.
Potentially Las Vegas. We'll see how it goes.
You were just in Vegas.
Dude, I love Vegas. Vegas is my fucking jam, dude.
Are you Dil Danon?
I am.
Are you him?
Oh, good for you.
He him.
I'm Dil Danon.
If you're listening to this installment of the Dub Fod, if you enjoyed it, subscribe on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. While you're there, take a moment to share a link, tell a friend, leave a review, or do any of the other things podcasts ask you to do. This operation is completely independent, and so your support is appreciated. Leave questions, comments, or whatever you want on our voicemail at 636-487-HAND or by email to Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Special thanks as always to our Patreon sponsors, the Duchess of New Jersey, Assistant Treads, Benny Michaels, Liquid Lozenge, Brian Kranz, Valerie Carpenter, Jay Adson, and Rabbit Poundings. You can become a Patreon sponsor yourself to get early access to episodes for as little as $1 a month at patreon.com/WFODix. WFODshow.com has our entire back catalog. It also has a place to fully immerse yourself in Dub Fod lore with cola rankings, flat drunks, and more. You can also follow us at WFOD Show on Twitter and Instagram, or WFODix on Facebook and YouTube. The music featured is provided by Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. All AI voices are fake, all content is probably a joke, and we think you're really nice and cool. We'll be back next week, but really, we're never gone. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye.